plate a potential nugget.
And just a couple of questions to wrap up, Alan.
Sure.
How did Bill think about success and impact in the way he went about his coaching and the way he led his life? In a way, you mentioned this was a part of a give back, given that he had sort of satisfied all the material needs that he had. But having said that, what in your understanding was his yardstick for success?
Well, of course, you use the phrase that we use in the conclusion of the book. He really wanted to help other people be successful, and particularly he loved watching people that he worked with ascend to leadership positions, CEO positions. That's how he measured success. He just got great joy out of helping people become their best possible greatest selves. Shona Brown, who I mentioned earlier, was a senior executive here at Google. And he was very disappointed when Shona could have been a CEO at any one of a number of companies. But when she left Google, she decided to do other things and not become a CEO. And Shona told us how disappointed Bill was in her, because he just felt she had such greatness in her and had so much to give people. And he wanted to coach her as a CEO. On the other hand, Ruth Porat, who's the CFO here at Google, was in a CFO role at Morgan Stanley. And Bill met Ruth through some affiliation at Stanford. And he got to talk to Ruth and he said, oh, you got to come over here to Google, because Google was looking for a CFO. So he basically recruited Ruth Porat to become CFO at Google. And that brought him tremendous joy because it was good for Google. And he continued to coach Ruth and it was good for her. So this is what brought him joy, I think, was just seeing the people he worked with become as great and successful as possible. And he really was about community. He built communities wherever he went. I talked about, building teams in the workplace, but Bill had trips he ran. Like, he would run an annual Super Bowl trip where he'd get a bunch of people together and they'd go to the Super Bowl. He ran a little golf tournament among his friends in Cabo San Lucas in Mexico. He had these, he would go on a baseball trip with another group of friends where they'd go to Pittsburgh and go in other places on the East Coast and watch games. It was all about community and building community and family. He was close with his family. And so many people, I can't believe I haven't even brought this up and we're this late in the interview. So many people talked about love and Bill and how they loved him and Bill loved them. And Bill would, he'd hug people and go, I love you. I care about you. And he deeply did. And this is all a very much an avuncular, appropriate love. But he made it okay to bring love in the workplace. And that's what brought him joy, just the deep caring he had for people. And this was one of the things, sorry to interrupt, but I have to reiterate, all of these, Bill was a unique individual, but all of these principles, bringing humanity and love into the workplace, cheering for people, learning how to make decisions, all of these are things that all of us can learn from. And I really feel that if you want to become a great leader, you need to be a great manager. You need to understand your business, run a tight ship, do a good job with hiring and performance reviews and all of those things. But then you also need to be a great coach. Be an evangelist for courage for your people. Know your people as people. Show up for them. And you put those two things together, that's how you become a leader. And I think these are things anyone can do. And we can all learn from what Bill did and how he acted.
Thank you for listening. For more, you could visit the recently revamped website, playtopotential.com. For bite-sized content by theme, please visit the curated playlist section at the website. If you're deriving value in the content and wish to show your gratitude, I would request you to pay it forward by contributing to Antarang Foundation by visiting the Pay It Forward section on the website playtopotential.com. Your contributions will help thousands of young Indians who come from challenging backgrounds play to their potential. Thank you.